This is WCWP, Brookville, public radio that rocks. From the North Shore of Nassau, 88.1 FM, and beyond, WCWP.org.
Welcome to Instrumental Invasion. Here's your host, Mike Shimeri.
Yes, this is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. You better hide your heart because we're starting with Eli's Coming, covered by Maynard Ferguson. FM and WCWP.org. Wes Montgomery with a cover of Dionne Warwick's I Say a Little Prayer for You from Down Here on the Ground in 1968, 1 year after the original was released on The Windows of the World, and two after Burt Bacharach and Hal David wrote it and Dionne Warwick recorded it. The Wes Montgomery version was arranged by Don Sebesky, who also conducted the strings. Wes was on electric guitar, Ron Carter on acoustic bass, Herbie Hancock on piano, and Grady Tate on drums. Before that, Maynard Ferguson with a cover of Eli's Coming by Laura Nero, the first track on M.F. Horn in 1970. Laura wrote and recorded Eli's Coming in 1967, the year of Dionne Warwick's aforementioned album, and released on Eli and the 13th Confession in 68, the year of Wes Montgomery's Down Here on the Ground. Maynard Ferguson's cover of Eli's Coming was arranged for Maynard's M.F. Horn Big Band by Adrian Drover, which doesn't rhyme with cover, who replicated the two moods of the original. Maynard played lead trumpet and valve trombone. The latter solo had a phrase from Work Song by saxophonist Cannonball Adderley, which leads me to note that Pete King, no relation to the former congressman or the sports writer, had the alto sax solo. Pete Jackson was on piano, George Kish on guitar, Dave Lanane on bass, both electric, Randy Jones on drums, and Frank Riccotti on congas. We go from Maynard Ferguson's first M.F. Horn album, Three Studio, Three Live, to Herb Alpert's first Tijuana Brass album, The Lonely Bull, on which we're strutting with Maria. Strutting with Maria. Larry Carlton on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with Frenchman's Flat Apartment from Sleepwalk in 1982. I think Larry wrote Frenchman's Flat as a double entendre with musical flats in it as well. Larry was on guitars, Greg Matheson on Rhodes piano, Brian Mann on Prophet synthesizer, Pops Popwell on bass, and Jeff Porcaro on drums. Somebody clapped, but I don't know who, nor do I know any of the personnel besides Herb Alpert on his Tijuana Brass song, Struttin' with Maria, from The Lonely Bull, their debut, in 1962. All I know is many more Tijuana Brass albums followed, and the world is a better place for it. There was a great documentary on Herb Alpert, released in 2020, called Herb Alpert Is. The GRP All-Star Big Band is next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
Another Saturday night that I ain't got nobody.
You always have someone on Saturday night.
Celebrating over two decades here at WCWP.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
Cover number three tonight is Footprints by Wayne Shorter, covered by the GRP All-Star Big Band. It's 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. David Arkenstone with Valley in the Clouds, the title track to his 1987 debut release. And what a career he's had. David composed all the music on Valley in the Clouds, and on the title track he played keyboards and synth bass. Daniel Chase, that rhymes, handled percussion, real and programmed. Before that, the GRP All-Star Big Band with Footprints from their eponymous 1992 release. Footprints was written and recorded by Wayne Shorter in February 1966 for his Adam's Apple album that came out in October 67. In October 66, Miles Davis recorded a version for Miles Smiles, released in February 67. If Miles and Wayne were in a comment thread, Miles would get to write first. Incidentally, Wayne also played on the Miles Davis version of Footprints, and both albums had Herbie Hancock on piano, as he was on that Wes Montgomery cover of Dionne Warwick a segment ago. The GRP All-Star Big Band cover of Footprints was arranged by Bob Mincer, who played with the Woodwinds. Soloing on Footprints were David Benoit on piano, Sal Marquez on trumpet, a la Miles, and Lee Ritenour on guitar, a la Wes. Speaking of albums released out of the order they were recorded, the Rippingtons' debut album, Moonlighting, came out in March 1986, a few weeks before founding member Russ Freeman's solo precursor, Nocturnal Playground. Track 4 on Nocturnal Playground is Jamaican Nights.
Hi, this is Ryan Grabo, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamiri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. It's a ripping good time.
It was a ripping good prelude to the Rippingtons, but released after their debut. That was Russ Freeman solo with Jamaican Nights from Nocturnal Playground in 1986, shortly after the Rips debuted with Moonlighting. Like David Arkenstone, Russ wrote all the songs on Nocturnal Playground and played nearly everything on Jamaican Nights. Electric guitars, guitar synth, keyboards, synth bass, and drum programming. Future Rippingtons bandmate Steve Reed was on percussion, presumably real and programmed, like Daniel Chase, on David Arkenstone's Valley in the Clouds. We'll jump ahead 20 years to 2006 with Dan, not Daniel, Siegel, as he leads off the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamiri.
All right, my children, Grandfather Rock is here.
And WCWP.org.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamiri, here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
As promised, Dan Siegel with tonight's second title track, Departure.
Hi, this is Alan Seltzer from the Grooveyard, Saturday nights at WCWP. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamiri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thanks, Alan. Those were the Crusaders with Creepin' from Rural Renewal, not Urban, Rural, in 2003, their first release in 12 years but last studio recording. Three founding members played on Creepin'. Joe Sample, the writer, on Wurlitzer, Wilton Felder on soprano sax, and Styx Hooper on drums. Eric Clapton graced Creepin' and the title track that preceded it with guitar solos. Rhythm guitar was handled by Ray Parker Jr. and Dean Parks. Freddie Washington was on bass. Before that, Dan Siegel with Departure, the second title track of the night, from 2006. Dan wrote the title track and played piano. Bob Shepard, not that one, on tenor sax. Brian Bromberg on acoustic bass, electric for Freddie Washington. Vinnie Colaiuta on drums, and percussion by Lenny Castro. Lenny also plays percussion on the song that takes us into hour two, the fourth cover of the night. Who's That Lady by the Isley Brothers, performed by Peter White.
WCWP, Brookville, public radio that rocks, 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
This is Hour 2 of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. Hour 1 ended with Peter White's cover, that's four covers, of Who's That Lady by the Isley Brothers from Glow in 2001. Who's That Lady was the original title when the Isleys wrote and performed it in the style of R&B in 1964, but it was funkified in 73 and became the two-part That Lady, No Who's. Peter's cover had him on acoustic and electric guitar, Kirk Whalum on tenor sax, Jeff Lorber, the arranger, on keyboards and synth bass, Stephen Dubin with drum programming, and returning from Dan Siegel's departure on percussion, Lenny Castro. Hour 2 begins with the Del Von Lamar Organ Trio, DLO3. Their song, written by their founder, Amy Novo, is Keep On Keepin' On.
Hi, I'm Game Dave, busy getting digitally distracted, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Game Dave. Last hour, gamer David Benoit was with the GRP All-Star Big Band, and you just heard him solo with A Midnight Rendezvous, tonight's third title track, to an album released on February 18th of this year, 35 years after Freedom at Midnight. Coincidentally, A Midnight Rendezvous ends with a suite called Three Big Band Tracks. David wrote the title track with Roberto Valli, derived from his given surname, Carnevali. David was on piano with Roberto on electric bass and sequencing, i.e. percussion programming. Accompanying them were Pat Kelly on acoustic guitar and John J.R. Robinson on drums. Before that, a week before, in fact, February 11th, the Del Von Lamar Organ Trio with Keep On Keepin' On from Cold as Weiss. Amy Novo, DLO3's founder and manager, or wifeager since she's Del Von's wife, wrote Keep On Keepin' On. Del Von played organ, including organ bass. Jimmy James was on electric guitar, and Daniel Vanilla Weiss, hence the album title, on drums. A different Daniel Weiss, or Danny Weiss, runs Shaughnessy Records, David Benoit's current label. From an organ trio to a piano trio, it's the Bob James Trio. James is his last name and Jimmy's nickname, with the fifth cover of the night, Downtown.
Hi, this is Bob James, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Bob and his trio played a cover of Downtown by Petula Clark on Feel Like Making Live, which came out on January 28th, 2 weeks before Cold as Weiss, and three before A Midnight Rendezvous. Feel Like Making Live was recorded live in one take per track, with everybody together, in October 2018 in the Seattle area, which is where the Del Von Lamar Organ Trio is based. Songwriter Tony Hatch's inspiration for Downtown was a trip to New York City in the fall of 1964, or autumn of 64, since he and Petula are British. The Bob James Trio first covered Downtown 40 years later in 2004 on Take It From the Top. The 2022 version, or 18 if you want to go by recording, had Bob on piano, Michael Palazzolo on acoustic bass, and Billy Kilson on drums, just as he was in 04. Spyro Gyra are next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
If you're spending too much on streaming services and looking to save some money on entertainment, you know, those little button things on your phone screen, just ask your grandkids.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here at 88.1 WCWP.
Back on Instrumental Invasion, it's Spyro Gyra with Unspoken. They let the instruments do the talking, as they should on this show.
You're listening to Mike Shamari. Smile, Mike. He's always taking our pictures around WCWP. I thought I'd surprise him with this one. But tonight, it's Instrumental Invasion here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Jeff Kroll. That was a pair of songs from 2009. Second was Chuck Loeb with 360 from Between Two Worlds, which are spherical, 360 degrees. And Between Two Worlds lacks any piano or keyboards. Chuck wrote 360 as a tribute to fellow guitarist Pat Metheny, based on James by Pat Metheny Group, itself a tribute to James Taylor. And Chuck does a cover of James elsewhere on Between Two Worlds. But 360 was a trio song with Chuck on electric guitar, Dieter Ilg on acoustic bass, and Wolfgang Hafner on drums. Dieter and Wolfgang are from Germany, if you couldn't tell by their names. The first 2009 song was Unspoken by Spyro Gyra from Down the Wire. Unspoken had a sextet. Julio Fernandez, the writer, on acoustic and electric guitar, like Peter White, Jay Bekenstein on soprano sax, Tom Schumann on piano and keyboards, Scott Ambush on electric bass, Bonnie B on drums and percussion by guest musician Gerardo Velez, a former member of Spyro Gyra, as was Roberto Valli, who we heard with David Benoit earlier this hour. 2016 is our next stop for Brian Simpson. Wonderland without Alice.
Hey, this is keyboardist Brian Simpson. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
And that was Brian Simpson with Wonderland from Persuasion, persuaded to follow the white rabbit into Wonderland. In 2016, that's when Persuasion came out. Wonderland was written by Brian, piano and keyboards, and Steve Oliver, drum programming but not guitar. Kendall Glider was on guitar instead, Alex Al on lead and rhythm bass, and Ramon Islas with percussion. We'll go from Who's That Lady to I'm Every Woman as Kim Scott leads off the last segment of tonight's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari, and she'll be doing that next.
The Rock Show is heard weeknights from 7 to 9.
Part of the community of conversation.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Our sixth and final cover of the night is I'm Every Woman, performed by Kim Scott with fellow flautists Althea Renee and Reagan Whiteside. I'm Every Woman. I'm not, but they are. It's 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Rick Braun with The Color of Love. Read from his eponymous February 11th release, the same day as Cold as Weiss. That makes two songs from albums named after the artists. The other was GRP All-Star Big Band. Rick wrote The Color of Love and played flugelhorn. Greg Fillengaines was on keyboards. Tony Polizzi on acoustic guitar. Ken Wilde on fretless electric bass. Eric Valentine on drums. Percussion a third time tonight by Lenny Castro. And the strings were arranged by Rick Braun and Nick Lane and conducted solely by Nick. Before Rick, it was Kim Scott with a cover of I'm Every Woman from Shine, whose street date was February 4th. In between, Feel Like Making Live and Rick Braun and Cold as Weiss. I'm Every Woman was written by Nicholas Ashford and Valerie Simpson, no relation to Brian, a.k.a. Ashford and Simpson, and first recorded by Chaka Khan on her half-eponymous solo debut, Chaka, in 1978. Whitney Houston covered it for the Bodyguard soundtrack in 1992, 30 years ago, which is the first version I was aware of, and of course GRP All-Star Big Band also came out in 92. Kim and two other female flautists led the way on her cover of I'm Every Woman. Those two were Althea Renee and Reagan Whiteside. I think they also sang vocals. Tonight's penultimate song is by a male Kim, Kim Waters. Russ Freeman took us to Jamaica, and Kim has Nina in Tortola. Unlike Maria, you can't strut with her.
Hi, this is Ken Navarro, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Ken will close the show, but that was Kim Waters with Nina in Tortola, the biggest of the British Virgin Islands, from Shakedown in 2020. Like David Arkenstone and Russ Freeman, Kim wrote the song and played almost everything. Soprano sax, keyboards, synth bass, and drum programming. Derek Scott, no relation to the female Kim Scott, was on acoustic guitar. Ken Navarro is on acoustic and electric guitar, like Peter White and Julio Fernandez, on tonight's last song, his composition Summer Smiles from I Will Still Be Here in 2021. Ken also arranged the horns and played congas and any keyboards not played by Jay Rowe, whose other instruments were piano and Rhodes piano. Gary Granger was on bass, Jay Williams on drums, and the horns that Ken arranged were Tyler Meir, like Nero, on trumpets, and Rob Holmes on alto, tenor, and baritone saxophones. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. Summer Smiles by Ken Navarro takes us out. So long.